Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 1st, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Samsung announced it will provide customers with parts, tools, and guides to repair devices as part of a partnership with iFixit. Over the summer, the company will make parts available for the Galaxy S20 and S21 phones and the Galaxy Tab S7 Plus initially. Samsung said it will expand the range of products available over time. Windows Central sources say Microsoft plans to launch an Xbox Game Pass family plan later this year. This plan would allow net access for 5 players for games across the Game Pass library, with players in the same country able to play together using a single subscription. Google began rolling out stylistic and writing suggestions to Docs. This will flag repetitive words, opportunities for active voice, and inappropriate words with a jagged purple line. Google enables the feature by default, although it can be turned off in settings. Instagram is rolling out new messaging features, including letting users share music previews in DMs, send a message silently by adding @silent to messages, see who's online to chat with, and the ability to reply to messages while you browse your feed. Instagram says these features will improve how users connect and share with friends. Two teenagers arrested by London police last week have been charged with multiple cyber offenses as part of a group that breached companies like Nvidia, Microsoft, and Okta. The two were scheduled to appear at the Highbury Corner Magistrates Court on April 1st. Google's new Play billing payment system policy became effective April 1st, requiring Google Play billing as the default payment system. Google first announced plans for this change back in September 2020. Apps that don't comply with the policy by June 1st will be removed from the Play Store. Meta confirmed that Facebook engineers detected inconsistencies in downranking starting in October 2021. This caused posts flagged by fact-checkers to get regular distribution in the newsfeed, increasing views on them by up to 30%. The issue also failed to demote probable nudity, violence, and Russian state media. Internal documents said the technical issue with the newsfeed was introduced in 2019, but did not have a noticeable impact until October 2021, before finally being identified and resolved in March 2022. Spotify expanded its Blend feature, letting users create auto-generated Blend playlists with up to 10 people. Users can also blend playlists with select artists, and it includes a custom share card that compares your musical preferences to the artist. After launching in beta back in November, Apple made its Apple Business Essentials available to all customers, which provides tools for configuring, deploying, and managing Apple products, and can be bundled with Apple Care Plus subscriptions. The service now includes a single device subscription with 50 gigabytes of iCloud storage for $2.99 a month. Microsoft released an Xbox Insider preview of Minecraft with the ability to enable ray tracing. The Minecraft team later tweeted that it inadvertently included prototype code for ray tracing support in the release and subsequently removed it. While Microsoft discussed the possibility of ray tracing in Minecraft on the Xbox back in 2020, the team said this prototype code doesn't signal near-future plans to bring ray tracing support to consoles. Back in 2018, the National Security Presidential Memorandum 13 became policy. While classified, in 2020, it was described by DoD General Counsel as allowing the delegation of well-defined authorities by the Secretary of Defense to conduct time-sensitive military operations in cyberspace without explicit White House approval. CyberScoop sources say that the White House has now launched an interagency review process for revisions on this memorandum in order to regularize cyber operations. Dell's new lineup of Latitude and business laptops and precision workstations includes new features for Dell's AI-based optimizer software. Express Connect lets the laptops use a secondary Wi-Fi or wired connection to simultaneously send and receive data, with Dell claiming 30% faster app and app processing and 20% more data transfers. Optimizer will also automatically blur a laptop screen if it detects someone is looking over your shoulder and dim the screen when you're not looking at it, as well as including neural noise cancellation to block background noise on both ends of the call. Dell says these updates will come to older business laptops with supporting hardware. Microsoft rebranded its Your Phone app to PhoneLink on Windows 11 and refreshed the app's design to better match the OS. The company rebranded the Your Phone Companion app on Android to Link to Windows, and both share the same icon. Google will add new features to Meet over the next month, adding in-meeting reactions, the ability to use Meet within Docs, Sheets, and Slides, and a new picture-in-picture mode. The company will also roll out client-side encryption for Meet starting in May, with plans to offer end-to-end encryption as an option for all meetings later in 2022. And finally, the Entertainment Software Association confirmed that it canceled all plans for E3 in 2022. This comes after the ESA canceled plans for an in-person show in Los Angeles, but had planned to host a digital showcase. The ESA said E3 will return in summer 2023. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.